Now, we have letters to the evening news, which this week have people writing about our environment, Churchman House, and a word of warning.
Archie Mitchell of Saxthorpe comments on the ever-popular topic of our weather. I am amazed at the flooding in Britain this December. Why has the Environment Agency stopped dredging rivers and main drainage ditches? The environmentalists, when they are told of an otter or water vole in stretches of drain or river, say, stop all maintenance. This has the effect of making a river more likely to overflow, as the river's capacity is reduced by the narrowing and silting. There is nothing worse than flooding, so we must build homes away from rivers, make sure drains and rivers are maintained properly, and if homes are to be built in a floodplain, then build them on raised foundations. The weather is here to stay now, it's drastic, and it needs drastic action.
And still on the subject of the environment is John Sell of Munsley. As a species, we like to think that we are pretty clever, but sometimes we fail to see what is staring us in the face. Our top scientists are convinced that we are producing far too much carbon dioxide, and unless we take urgent action, we are all doomed. At the recent conference in Paris, no less than 190 nations agreed on a plan to reduce CO2 emissions. But this is clearly fraught with many difficulties, not least the enormous cost. Very little mention was made of an alternative strategy, which is to actively remove CO2 from the atmosphere. Although this may seem a difficult task, particularly on a global scale, it is actually very simple and much cheaper than building wind farms and all the other green technology. We don't even need to build sophisticated machines to filter out the CO2, because nature has already done it for us. It's called a tree. Most people think that trees and plants are made out of stuff that comes from the ground, but in actual fact, all of the material, trunks, branches, leaves, etc., is made from carbon directly taken from the air. Roughly speaking, every ton of plant or tree material is a ton less of carbon in our atmosphere. This is why we should begin a global program of planting vast forests of fast-growing conifers, much like the much-maligned Leylandii, which can grow from a tiny cutting to 20 feet tall in just a decade. Here in the UK, we could easily reforest our open moorland, and globally, there are vast areas of desert, some of which could be irrigated and turned into forests. These solutions are all staring us in the face. So what's the problem?
A word of warning comes from Jay Waring of Norwich. I'm a pensioner and have received several phone calls stating that by the end of 2016, all households must have a Grade A boiler installed and that there are no upfront charges. These calls have caused concern, and maybe other people feel the same way. I have contacted at least two sources who would be in the know regarding this, and none have any information to this effect. I am writing this letter to prevent any worries, since I, as a pensioner, was concerned that I would have to replace my existing boiler at a cost which I cannot afford. I assume this is just a ploy to get people to buy new boilers and feel that others should be warned.
And finally, Eric Gerald of Blowfield has some recollections to share. I read the article on the closure of Churchman House in Norwich. You asked for memories. During the late 1930s and early 1940s, I was at George White School, Norwich, and a pupil at the City of Norwich School. Any children who needed dental treatment were treated at the dental department there, which was used by all Norwich school children. My early memories include my mother taking me there for extractions and fillings. You sat in a large room and waited to be collected by a nurse. She then took you into the dentist's room and helped you into a large chair and put a large rubber cape over your neck and top half of your body. They smelt horrible. The first words the dentist said were, "Eric, rinse your mouth out." You had a gum injection until you could feel nothing, or, if they were using gas, a large cover was put over the lower face, and you knew nothing until it was over. They may not be nice memories, but many hundreds of school children would not easily forget these experiences. More pleasant memories came in later years when I went there for two weddings of friends of my family.